The Peace Corps has made a lot of progress in recent years, boosting the numbers of people who sign up. Yet it has persistent problems with internal operations and in training and safety of its far-flung volunteers. The latest annual Inspector General report details these issues, and joining me with more, Peace Corps IG Kathy Buller. Ms. Buller, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This report that you have just put out kind of summarizes all of the other reports that you have done over the last several years. It looks like the workload of the IG is on the rise, though.
Yes, it appears to be. We seem to get more work than we actually can handle. We have to prioritize everything, so we don't get to look at everything we'd like to.
And you've broken down the different sets of areas you look at into three major areas. Let's talk about the one that might be the most sensitive, and that's investigations, mm-hmm. especially with sexual harassment problems and training issues for those 7,000 volunteers far-flung 63 countries. Peace Corps investigations focus mainly on what?
Peace Corps investigations focus on volunteers, staff, contractors doing business with Peace Corps. We don't investigate outside of that area.
What are the big issues you're seeing now?
In investigations, let me clarify exactly what the report is that we put out just so that everybody understands what I'm talking about. These are the things that we found the most frequently during the previous 3 years from 2012 to 2015. In investigations, we have seen that there are, first, we've had 318 administrative allegations. And administrative allegations can be anything, including a volunteer who's not happy with the medical treatment that they get. We also have seen 93 theft cases. Sexual harassment cases are during that period of time. Stalking cases, we've had 9 cases. Protect Act cases, we've had 31. And drug cases, we've had 25. So that's the breakdown of the frequent occurrences that we've found in investigations.
So the Peace Corps is aware of this, management knows about this, and have they been following the recommendations you've made in these various reports that are reported on here?
Investigations are a little bit different than audit and evaluations. In investigations, we don't issue recommendations, but the agency is aware of the problems, and we do bring them to their attention. And when there are issues of misconduct, either with staff or volunteers, the agency does take action to remedy the misconduct, either by disciplining the volunteer or the employee or getting rid of them.
I guess the recommendation would be manifest in the fact of what went on and simply to say, don't do this anymore.
Well, investigations, we present the facts and we present them to the agency. The agency looks at the facts and compares it to their policy and takes action based on that.
Because they have had so much success in getting volunteers, they simplified their form and their process, mm-hmm. and it was like an exponential growth. But if they don't take care of the people that end up working for the Peace Corps, then that really could undermine the whole mission.
Yes. The volunteers is the program of the Peace Corps.
And as we said, there's 7,000 of them. Moving on to evaluations, this is separate from audits. What is an evaluation versus an investigation or an audit, and what are the highlights there?
Evaluations look at the programs and the operations of those programs overseas generally. We do some program evaluations at headquarters, but we focus a lot on evaluations overseas. They differ from audits in that audits usually look at financial and administrative operations and compliance issues, like with policies and procedures. In investigations, obviously, we look at waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, whether they're criminal misconduct, violation of policy.
All right. So some of the evaluations looked at programming and training. And I would think training, again, is essential to the whole mission because you send people overseas. They got to be trained.
Right.
What are some of the key findings and recommendations in that area?
In training, we found that Peace Corps generally does a decent job of language training. When we put volunteers overseas, they obviously have to be able to communicate with the villages and the towns, people that they're working with. In areas of technical training, they've had some issues, and I think those are the areas that we found the most frequent issues and made recommendations concerning.
These would be technical training in the mission that they will be carrying out in the country that they'll be, like building dams or I don't know what they do, but they do a lot of things.
Programming in each country varies by the needs of the country, and that's one of the other things we look at as part of an evaluation, whether the programming Peace Corps has in place really meets the needs of the host country that we're in. Sometimes it's English teaching as a second language. Sometimes it is an agricultural program. It just depends on the country and the needs of the country.
And when you find out there are programming or training problems, do these bubble up from the volunteers themselves sometimes?
Yes. In evaluation process, our evaluators go into the field and they interview a percentage of volunteers at the site where they live so that they can get a feel of what the volunteer is experiencing. And they do do surveys of those volunteers about their training and their experience and whether they felt that they were adequately prepared for the mission that they were at.
And do you find that most volunteers are okay with the training that they get, or is this something that is really a bad problem that's pervasive?
I think from what we've found from the volunteers, for the most part, they feel pretty satisfied with their language training. There are some challenges associated with technical training.
That's the problem they complain about more than the language training.
Yes.
We're speaking with Kathy Buller, the Inspector General of the Peace Corps, and let's move on to audits, which is the money part of all of this. You said 89% of your audits, of your post-audits, included recommendations about billing and cash management. What's going on there?
Well, all of our posts have impressed funds, and you have to have proper internal controls in place to manage those funds. A lot of the recommendations that we have are based on lapses in internal controls that we found at posts when we go there.
So Peace Corps shares that with just about every federal agency when it comes to internal controls.
Yes, I think, we're not unusual.
Now, when the money is available to staff and volunteers overseas, is it in local banks? How do they keep their money? How do they manage their funds?
Generally, volunteers are paid through a bank account, a local bank account, and that's how they get their money. We put money in the bank account. The volunteer can come in and take it out. We do have payments that we have to make out of the post for operational purposes. For example, paying host families sometimes for the volunteers to stay where they're staying, or just paying for training or a hotel to bring the volunteers in to hold the training, those types of things.
Because the banking quality, I imagine, and the financial infrastructure quality varies a lot from country to country. If you're volunteering in a near first world country, it's one thing. If you're in a third world country, there could be problems with that infrastructure.
Yes, it depends on where the volunteers are. Many of the volunteers are placed in very rural areas, and so they have to travel distances to do their banking in a city or a capital. Some countries it's easier to do electronic transactions than others, so it is a challenge for Peace Corps.
Let's talk about, finally, property management and grants programs. Let's talk about grants first. Is the Peace Corps a major grant-making agency?
No, Peace Corps is not a major grant-making agency. We do several grants in conjunction with USAID. Those are generally small grants. Volunteers will identify a need in the village or the community that they're in and apply for a grant through the process with USAID, and then they're given grant money to complete that project. The problem that we found is that it's not always tracked very well. When the volunteer leaves, if they haven't completed the project, sometimes we don't know the project hasn't been completed or whether or not the money's been returned if it hasn't.
And property management seems to mostly concern computers and cell phones and mobile devices, that
right.
kind of thing.
Right. We have a hard time tracking our property. I think in part it's because it's spread over 63 countries, but it's been an ongoing issue for Peace Corps for many years, and it's actually one of our management challenges.
Do Peace Corps volunteers still build infrastructure like the movies we used to see 30, 40 years ago?
Latrines, things like that, yes. Depending upon their projects, yes.
So that means there could be supplies and equipment associated with those projects, too.
Probably more supplies and equipment. Most of the projects they take on are things that they're trained to do because we don't have specialists in these areas. People come into Peace Corps usually as having recently graduated from college, so they don't have the types of skills. That's where their technical training comes in. So usually it's something like teaching a village how to use hand sanitation techniques, how to build a latrine, how to build a cook stove, things like that.
So it's mostly intellectual transfer as opposed to getting in there and laying cement and digging holes.
Right. Every now and then with a grant, they might help build a library or something like that. But usually it, and even then if they're doing that, it's not something that involves construction equipment, but more supplies and
so
materials.
If we back up from this, all of these reports and look at the Peace Corps as a whole, your assessment, good place to go?
Peace Corps has a wonderful mission. That's one of the reasons I work there. And yes, it is a good place to go.
Kathy Buller is the Inspector General of the Peace Corps. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to this report along with this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.